Lewis, welcome you back for this week in the Association. I'm Rob Pinier, joined once again by my good buddy Kevin Lucco. Kevin, exciting night here in Milwaukee. The East comes away with a big 4-2 victory. Exciting, great pitching we saw here tonight.
You know, the blueprint we thought that was going to be executed for an East victory came to fruition. Like you said, lots of good pitching. They got just enough offense and took home a 4-2 win.
Well, fans, if you're going to hear a lot of noise going on here in a little bit, they're going to have post-game fireworks here for us, but we're stay with us here with this. But, Kevin, great Milwaukee flavor here tonight. We'll talk more about the game individually here in a moment. Christian Young winds up being the winner from Milwaukee. Brian Torres, the MVP. Peyton Gray gets the save in this from Milwaukee. Zach Naryer, former Milwaukee Milkman home run derby champion last night. If you're a Milwaukee Milkman fan, you got to love what you got to see here.
As the old saying goes, send them home happy.
Well, Kevin, let's talk about, first of all, come into the game here. We're expecting a pretty good start with this. Kevin McGovern matched up against Christian Young to begin with, but the East gets on the board when Brian Torres leads off with a single, winds up stealing second, a couple of ground outs, bring him in, and all of a sudden, the East out on top 1-0.
Yeah, well, just like in any ball game, all-star game, regular season, preseason, sandlot, always good to get the first run.
In the second inning, the East extends the lead to 3. It's a walk to Hill Alexander that starts the inning. The next batter is his teammate, Mark Karaviotis, who crushes the first pitch he sees over the left field wall for a 2-run homer, 3-0 East, and you felt like that was an insurmountable lead at that point.
No doubt about it, the way the East pitchers were getting out there and getting the team back in the dugout.
It stayed a 3-0 advantage until the fourth, Kevin. DJ Wilkinson comes on from the Gary South Shore Railcats to take over. Gets himself in a little bit of trouble. They give up what looked like to us to be a questionable single to begin that inning to Evan Alexander. He eventually comes around to score to make it 2-1 on a wild pitch. 3-1 on a wild pitch. All of a sudden, the West back in the game a little bit.
They had life as a... And they'll lead down to 3-1.
In the seventh inning, Darnell Sweeney blasts a solo home run, a nice shot to opposite field to cut the deficit to 1. Sweeney's a guy, you know, you don't really think about him a lot of times for power, but boy, he's got a big bat when he needs to swing it.
Well, we know it. We've seen it this year with Sioux Falls. He is leading the team with home runs, and on that team, that's saying something.
At that point, it was looking like Karaviotis was going to be the MVP, Kevin, but all of a sudden, Brian Torres drives home a run at the bottom of the eighth, grabbing the trophy.
Yeah, that seemed to be the clincher.
Well, we're going to start and see how loud this is. Kevin and I may take a break here for a moment, come back in a moment to continue, but what do you think?
We can give it a shot.
Okay, we're going to continue on then. So Torres with an RBI single down the into right field, Kevin, drives home the what proved to be the insurance run. Peyton Gray comes on in the ninth inning to close out the contest. I think we all believe that Gray was going to wind up getting the save if he had the opportunity, and he comes up with a big performance.
No doubt about it. You see this script played out often in all-star games where it seems like if it's warranted, the hometown guy gets the first inning and then also the last inning.
Absolutely, and it was just great to see that wind up being the thing for fans out there. They got to enjoy an exciting game. Brian Torres happy to wind up taking away that MVP trophy. A guy really could be the MVP this season in the league, Kevin.
He could be. You know, we know how he kickstarted the Milkman last year, and he's done the same this year. And I guess it'll just be a matter of where we're at on Labor Day.
Well, Kevin, last night we went over the West Division. Tonight, let's look at the East. We start out with the Milwaukee Milkmen holding a big lead there in the East right now, 6.5 games over the Cleveland Railroaders. This is a team first in ERA right now, nearly a half run better than Sioux City. Great starting 4. Kyle Morris looked to be a great starting 5 for that. They have a great bullpen. This team looks like the complete real deal.
And you know, the bats have got on track too after a questionable start, so right now, the Milkmen are just hitting it on all cylinders.
You know, the one thing about this, Kevin, a team not producing a lot of home runs this season, ranking in the bottom 4 in the league, way up in stolen bases. Brian Torres on pace to break the American Association record of 62 for stolen bases. They're scoring a lot of runs, finding a way to manufacture them.
And, you know, with the ballpark here, it's not conducive to having a ton of home runs, even though Adam Brett Walker would have argued with that a couple years ago, but I think that's the kind of team that Anthony Brown has built, a team that can manufacture runs.
The Cleburne Railroaders second in this division, Kevin, 6.5 games out, entering second half of the season. The number one offense in the league, number one in home runs, just needing some pitching right now to really get things going for them.
I think you hit the nail on the head there. Right now it's a matter of finding some guys on that rotation that are going to get you 6 innings tonight. I think it was an encouraging sign. We saw 8 innings out of Kevin Hilton. He got our player of the week, pitcher of the week last week with an 8-inning effort, giving up only one hit in Winnipeg. So maybe that's the start of good things to come for the Railroaders rotation.
You know, Kevin, it's been kind of injuries to that pitching staff that have hurt them from being better than where they are right now. If Hilton can stay healthy, you figure Jose Sermo will be back in August from Mexico. This team has an opportunity to do what they did last year.
They do, but like I said, I think they need to have the arms going. You know, the bats, if they can stay on this pace all year, great. But if not, the pitching needs to step up.
Really, Kevin, the most dangerous team in the East right now may be the Lake Country Dockhounds, who entered the second half of the season 7 out, just a half game behind Cleburne. They come into the break going 8-2 in their last 10, getting very solid offense, that pitching staff looking pretty good. Ken Huckabee's really been the guy.
It's incredible right now. There's 7 wins away from equaling last year's win total.
I know, really, we're at the halfway point of the season right now. It's phenomenal what the job that he has done for that club. And really, you got to like that starting rotation. It's a little better than I thought we thought it would be.
And, you know, it's not the guys we expected. We thought it was going to be Alex McRae. He's retired. Tyler Pike has struggled, but Nick Harold's moved on. But Ken Huckabee has found guys to fill in, and they've gotten the job done.
The Chicago Dogs, 7.5 out, Kevin, 28-30 in this division right now. It looks like it's going to be a battle for that 2-4 right now with Gary and Winnipeg trying to get into Gary and King County trying to get into that picture. But you got to feel like Chicago has a pretty good offense, fourth overall in hitting and runs production right now, just looking to get some pitching themselves.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of the same blueprint right now that Cleburne's got, where putting up runs, but they're not finding a way to get the outs.
Yeah, the nice thing about them, Kevin, a veteran team still, a lot of changes to the club, but a veteran team knows how to get to the playoffs.
That will be a huge advantage on the home stretch. We'll see what the Dogs can.
The Kane County Cougars, Kevin, 9.5 out. We know that pitching staff is great, but talk about a team with just no offense. Last in runs produced, near the bottom in home runs, near the bottom, last in on-base percentage as well, Kevin. I mean, this is a team that's just not finding a way to score runs.
Let me throw this one at you, though. Right now, Kane County has more home runs than Sioux Falls.
I know. It's pretty crazy.
Don't count this team out. They showed over the weekend. Upshaw, Jonah Davis, who we're high on. Davis should have been here for the All-Star game. He's emerged. Maybe Jimmy Kerrigan's getting on track. So we'll see what Todd Lock can do. Create some pickup and provide some power. J.D. Osborne's been hitting well. Don't count this Cougars team out.
And we all know, we've seen George Samus make wholesale changes coming out of the All-Star break and into August and take teams to the championship with that. So if you are sleeping on the Cougars, Kevin, you never want to sleep on George Samus.
You definitely don't.
Let's pick up from here. Gary Southshore, Railcats, 10.5 out. You look at it, though, Kevin, and you say, well, that's a lot of games, but just 4 behind Cleburne for second place right now. This is a team getting pretty solid offense. The pitching staff struggling right now, but we know this pitching staff can get better. They still have a shot, I think.
I think they do, and it's just this whole division is so bunched up from second to sixth. If you just get hot, rattle off, say, 6 out of 8 wins, you're solidly in the mix for a playoff spot.
You know, I think right now, Kevin, as we look at this, I think both of us would agree that Milwaukee looks like the team to beat in this division and could easily run away with this. But 2-6 right now, this is anybody's game, right?
It is, and it should provide for a pretty exciting second half.
Here's what's going to happen. Well, Kevin, let's talk about last night. We went over who we thought West MVP, pitcher of the year, and Manager of the Year out of the West. Let's begin here in the East. Who do you like as the MVP so far in the East?
Well, the same guy that got MVP tonight, Brian Torres.
I think that's a good pick too, Kevin. He's been phenomenal, leading the league in batting right now, leading the league in stolen bases, a guy that there's real catalyst for this Milwaukee offense. I'm going to stay with Milwaukee, Kevin. Talk about Pitcher of the Year. I think right now you're looking at Christian Young as the guy who's a top pitcher.
He could. He's hit a little bit of a speed bump lately, but the first half has been phenomenal. We'll see what he can do in the second half.
Manager of the Year, Kevin, who do you like so far?
I think just the team that Anthony Perone has put together has been incredible, but boy, I think we got to wait on this one and see what exactly the end of the story tells us for the Lake Country Dockhouse.
I think you're right. I think right now Ken Huckabee has proven himself to be easily one of the top two or three managers right now. I just have done a phenomenal job with this team. So, Kevin, when we're talking September 4th, who are those four teams inside the playoffs for the East?
I would say it's going to be the top three right now, and then throw in Kane County in the number four spot.
Wow, that's a tough pick, Kevin. You know, I like Milwaukee, I think, wins this division. I think you're Cleveland, Lake Country. I'm going to go with Kane County as well, Kevin. I know Chicago, I hope that they prove me wrong, but I don't think they're going to wind up doing that. Who represents the East going into the championship series?
Well, it's definitely Milwaukee.
Okay, I'm going with Milwaukee. I think last night you were Milwaukee and Sioux City. Who's winning the championship, Kevin?
I'm going to go with my preseason prediction, Milwaukee Milkmen.
Okay, I
just because I don't want to jinx Steve Montgomery.
I believe I had Milwaukee and Kansas City last night, if I remember correctly for that. I will go with Milwaukee beating to win the championship this year. So I think both of us have in Milwaukee from this point forward. Kevin, as we look forward, heading back to the last 45 games of the season right now, we've got to see some great stuff go on this season. Heading in, starting action on Thursday, what's the storyline that really kind of appeals to you looking going forward?
I think it's going to be a battle. What's going to happen in the – who's going to – we know Milwaukee and KC are the best teams in the East and West, but matter of who's going to step up and be that second-best team, the team that's going to be on the heels of the top ball club in each division.
And, you know, I like that storyline, Kevin. I had three teams really jump out at me to talk about that. It's the Sioux City Explorers, the Lincoln Salt Dogs, and the Lake Country Dockhounds. I think those three teams are really going to be in a situation to play super spoilers. You got to like Sioux City's top three in their rotation. You got to like Lincoln's rotation and the power numbers they're putting up. That's a very power-laden team. It's kind of surprising to me, but they're getting big home run numbers. And Lake Country just getting top to bottom really looks like a solid club. So, exciting group out there.
It is. You know, Lake Country, too. I wouldn't be surprised if there's going to be even some more moves made there. They just brought in Curtis Terry, a guy that had 20-plus homers in AAA just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. A guy we got to watch there with the St. Paul Saints a little bit.
He struggled with St. Paul. He's got a feeling that this could be a good fit for him.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin, we're going to start back up with the second half of the season here on Thursday. Kevin and I will rejoin you next Monday night, so we ask you to come back for us. We want to once again congratulate Brian Torres for being the MVP here tonight at tonight's All-Star Game. For Kevin Luca, I'm Rob Panier. We'll see you next Monday on This Week in the Association.